This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9. This is the evening edition. I'm Sharmila, and of course, with me, Lynn. We have joining us now Sabrina Magdalene of the news team for Keep in View. Sabrina, today we're looking at a story that we've been following for some time here. We've talked about it before. Facebook has finally agreed to pay Rupert Murdoch's News Corp Australia for their journalism content. Tell us more.
So News Corp says the landmark three-year agreement with Facebook to pay for its Australian content will transform the terms of trade for journalism. And the news comes just weeks after Australia passed a controversial law aimed at making tech platforms pay for news content. I mean, this is, of course, the first law of its kind in the world. News Corp, however, did not disclose the value of the contract in Australia. The deal covers all of News Corp's content in Australia, which is almost everything. News Corp Australia controls about 70% of newspaper circulation in Australia. It owns news.com.au. It also owns Sky News Australia, which is the most shared Australian news brand on Facebook. And last month, the company also clinched a global deal with Google.
So a lot of media outlets have lost revenue, right, in the past decade. This is around the world, with advertisers turning to Facebook, to Google. And reports are now saying that this latest development in Australia could set a precedent for others to follow suit and fight for their survival maybe in the same way.
Yes, it is possible if there's political will as well. I mean, the Murdoch Group itself has shut down over 100 print papers in Australia and shifted to digital platforms. This explains why they battled internet giants so hard in this issue. Reports are saying more publishers in the country could sign a similar deal with Facebook in the coming weeks. News Corp Chief Executive Robert Thompson says the deal would have a material and meaningful impact on its Australian business. But, I mean, then again, it would have happened if Australia's government was not resilient enough to pass the law. The news media law was basically designed to address the loss of advertising revenue from traditional media companies to the digital giants. A report said for every $100 of online advertising spent, 53% goes to Google, 28% to Facebook, and 19% to everyone else. I mean, analysts say the revenue from Google and Facebook will help original content makers to employ more journalists and keep many other media practitioners in their jobs.
Which sounds like great news for those of us in the media industry. But let us know, do you think that social media companies should be paying for the journalism content that they carry? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Sabrina, for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.